now on air.
Audio date is 11.26.2023. Current time is 07:18 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, where I live and reside this Sunday morning. Good morning, Rich Roberts. Fireman Rich here on Spotify for podcasters and at Fireman Rich on all those other fine social media networks, one of which we will be talking about that I ended up signing up for yesterday. But I'm here at the computer desk for day 26 of NAPOD POMO, National Podcasters Post Month. You can check it out. There is a webpage on the event, napodpomo.org. Hashtag NAPODPOMO. The original audio month challenge. All others are copies. And I know that for a fact because I've taken part in those copies. But this is the original. This is where it's happening. We're in day 26. We're in the final stretch here as far as that goes. And we're still going strong with doing the audios. And the basic thing about doing the audio month challenge here in the month of November is you do 30 audios for the month of November. If you want to do all 30 of them at one time, you can. I elect to do one a day. That's how I've always done the audio month challenge when I do take part, is do one a month. This year, I am not counting my audio podcast that I do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which would help, I guess. But I'm having fun just doing the extra audio because I draw a line to back when I first started doing things on this internet. I did things on audio with that old audio program called Audio Boo. If you heard the three dots, that's from when you did an audio on Audio Boo, you would get those three dots at the beginning. So I sort of keep that with the audios that I do here on Spotify for Podcaster, which it used to be Anchor, but it's pretty much the same as far as they've done a few changes on the web pages and stuff like that. But the app is still a fantastic app. So I'm having fun doing the Audio Month Challenge of NAPOD POMO in its 16th year, like I said. I think I said that. But and one of those things, when you do the audio, you get to post them up on all, on whatever you may be on. And I am on a group of them, and I figure, what the heck? Let's go ahead and talk about where I'm at on this thing called the internet. The social media, all those fine social media platforms that I'm on. Of course, everybody used to be on Twitter until Elon got a hold of it, changed it to X, and then they all scattered. One of the first social media platforms that that I used to be on was an alternative to Twitter was Parler. And Parler had its ups and downs and stuff like that. And it's no more. I don't have it anymore. It went defunct. And then there was one just recently. I can't think of it tonight. Here it is. T2 Social. T2 Social, which changed into another name. I got the link here. Let's see what I do when I click on that. No, it says does not appear information associated with it. So they're no more. They sort of crapped out too. Like Parler, and but when everybody was having some fits about Elon taking over Twitter and then eventually change, I had a little bit of a myth there of him changing the name, but I think it was more so what was it? It was a 30-day stand down for something. Maybe it was a name change. Yeah, it was the name. It was due to the name change this past summer, and I started looking at alternatives. That's why I went to, I was actually already on alternatives because I'm on Truth Social at Fireman Rich. I'm on Gitter as at Fireman Rich. I'm on Gab at Fireman Rich. Most of those won't appeal to the people that left Twitter/X. They went to other alternatives because those are more or less I guess if you want to say they're on the right side, where some of the others are on the left. It's, I don't really make any differential, but full disclosure, I am a conservative Republican and stuff like that, but I look at views from all sides and stuff like that. I'm not a extremist like some people use these social media platforms to get their agenda across or something like that. I take it with a grain of salt because I'm just fascinated with the ability to post your thoughts. And I think they should be constructive. They should be proper. You may disagree with them and stuff like that, but they shouldn't be that extreme. It's just, you know, when you get too many, you get an extreme post, even on either side, it's like somebody shouting in your face. So I just turn those off. But anyway, I'm just intrigued with the platforms themselves. X/Twitter, I've come back to. I call it, it's X, but I call it X/Twitter. So I know, I think people know what I'm talking about as far as that goes. So I'm on X/Twitter. I'm on, the newest one was Instagram before the one that I signed up yesterday. But the one I signed up yesterday, I think was around before Instagram, but I had to wait for a sign in. And but Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich, I'm on there. There's a lot there. Now that's more, that swings more to the left side, I guess, or whatever, the, you know, progressive side, where Truth Social is the opposite almost in some. But I don't really see a difference from what I'm looking at, information, I guess you could say, as far as what I'm looking for on those two platforms. Gitter and Gab are pretty much Facebook is Facebook. I've actually come back when Twitter, when I had the 30-day stand down this past summer from X/Twitter, I got reacquainted with my public Facebook, and that one is not at Fireman Rich. That is somebody took that link when I had a Facebook. It's private, and I said, well, let me make a public one, and lo and behold, I couldn't make a public one, even though it says Fireman Rich on the page. But to get there, it's facebook.com, the real Fireman Rich. Now, the thing is, on all these platforms that I've already said so far, before we get to the new one that I'm on, when I post on one, I post on all of them. So I usually say when I'm live streaming, you can find me over there on Truth Social, Instagram Threads, and X/Twitter. As at Fireman Rich. And then I'm also on the public Facebook, the real Fireman Rich. So that, and there, what's on one is going to be the same as all. I don't make any differential. I just love posting on those because I know since X, when Twitter was Twitter, everybody was on Twitter, and that's where you had to be in the so-called the internet town hall, so to speak, where all the people were at. And I do have the morning coffee here. But now the town hall has expanded to where we have breakout rooms, in a sense, I guess you could have, you know, you have X/Twitter, you have Instagram Threads, you have Facebook, you have Truth Social, you have Gitter, you have Gab. Those are the ones I'm on. Then you have this one that's called Mastodon that came out. I looked at it. I did not like it at all. I didn't even start an account. As far as on Mastodon, I don't use it at all. This other platform, I don't really use Discord. I have a Discord account. And the only reason I have Discord, a lot of people don't realize, the old live stream platform called Blab from years back, the people, when they shut down Blab, most of the people there, Blab was, Discord was a result of Blab. All the people that worked on Blab went over to Discord and created Discord, and now that's taken off where you have your servers. And I guess I take a Mastodon similar like that. And I said, no, that's not for me. I like the web-based as far as it's right there. And the ones I just stated, where I'm at right now, are good. So that comes to the platform I'm on now, another social media platform I'm on. And that is called Blue Sky. I got my invitation yesterday as far as an email from Blue Sky. And let me see, I'm driving to that email. It says, And I almost deleted this email too, which I'm like, wait a minute, don't delete that. Now I've had opportunities to get an invite, but I said no. I sent an invitation. We'll see. I'll go the invitation route. I've got more than enough. But it says, Blue Sky, hi friend. Thanks for the patience. We're excited for you to join the early conversation on Blue Sky app. I don't think it's early because it's been around for over a year now, I think. Please follow the instructions below and then download Blue Sky Social, which I have. I'm going to try it on the phone, the cell phone, the LG Stylo phone that I'm on right now with the Spotify for Podcasters app. And then it gives you the invite code. And so I went through that process, very simple. And oddly enough, well, I was able to get Fireman Rich. So on Blue Sky, I am at firemanrich.bsky.social. But if you're on there and you just put at Fireman Rich in the search bar, you're going to go to where I'm at. So it's Rich Roberts, and I have him on my title space at Fireman Rich. So I'm happy to be on Blue. And I like it. It was exciting to just explore it. It's something new. My very first post was yesterday, about 15 hours ago, and I'll tag Blue Skies on this when I post it in the Blue Sky, because I will be posting this over on X/Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram Threads, Truth Social, Gitter, Gab, and Facebook. And probably over on my, well, I'll be on my blog page of Fireman Rich on Blogger. So I'm on a lot of spots. So, and that's primarily, it doesn't impede me to be on that many sites because it's just me basically posting the same thing across on one, on all the others. Because yesterday when I did get on Blue Sky, and there's two gentlemen that I've known for a number of years online. Well, let me get back to the post that I first, my very first post on Blue Sky was, got my invitation today and feels good having yet another social media platform on this thing called the internet to be posting on. Thank you, Blue Sky, for giving me the invite. And it looks like I get some invite codes. I'm looking at the page right now. And as far as that goes, and if I get some invites, I think I know some people that will be interested in. So from that notification, I ended up getting several likes, which I appreciate for those people that are on Blue Sky listening to this audio for Audio Mo Day 26, Audio Month Challenge, the original Audio Month. And the first two people I followed Blue Sky first. They're the hosts. You got to follow them. It's their sandbox. So they were the first. And then right after that, these two gentlemen, one is in Ireland and one is in England. The first one I'm going to mention is Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold. Find him at topgold.bsky.social. Over there on Blue Sky. So it's happy. And he looks like he's been over here pretty active, more so than over on his X/Twitter account. And Bernie is a former Air Force, United States Air Force pilot, retired. He teaches over there in Ireland. And it's good to be seeing his updated posts as far as that goes. And he wasn't too happy with Twitter, which is his prerogative. And I tried following him, looking at Mastodon, and I just didn't like it, Bernie. I just didn't like it. It didn't really knock my socks off. It seemed like there was too much work in that. This Blue Sky though is a little bit simpler. It's a similar. If I didn't know any better, I thought I was back on Twitter. Okay, so, and that's because the people that have created, developed it, and keep it going are former people that work at Twitter. They left before Elon got theirs. But anyway, so Bernie Goldbach was the first person I followed on here. And the second one, a great guy. I've been following him as long as Bernie, and that's Christian Payne, at Documentally. And I see on his, he has at documentally.ly on his. So that's interesting. So he gave me a like right away yesterday and liked one of my posts that I post up the anniversary of the burial of John F. Kennedy yesterday, my audio. So this is actually my second audio that I'll be posting up there on Blue Sky. And, you know, the other ones I've been posting them all along and stuff like that. So I'm liking, and so I would say it's good to get reconnected with two very good gentlemen, Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold and Christian Payne, Documentally, DocumentallY. Christian is a really great guy. But going back to, they left Twitter. I think Christian's back on. He's still on there, but he's not as active. He's, you know, he's one of those ones that, and along with Bernie, they don't really care what Elon's doing, so they moved on. That's fine. I don't really care. You know, I think you know, it's, he's the one that bought the joint, so, you know, is he gonna, I think he paid too much for it. Like, it's pretty obvious. I think he paid about an extra 20, 25 billion more than what he should have. But that's a subject for another day. But I'm just very happy to be reconnected with two very fine gentlemen. Even though we may have differences and stuff, we have a conversation, and I really respect these two individuals for what they do. And so it's just it's one of the advantages, I guess, for me to be on all these multiple platforms, to look at a very wide cross sections of different outlooks, ideas, and views. And some of them I would say I agree with them, and some of them I don't agree with them. Some of them I say, what the hell are they trying to? So I am having fun with all these platforms, because but I'm very, very excited to be reconnected. And it looks like they post on a daily, somewhat on a daily basis, because sometimes, you know, I miss that daily. And just so, if you are listening, Bernie and Christian, I really still miss the good old Audio Boo days. And what Audio Boo, for those people listening, and I really appreciate your listen, is an audio platform that I was first went on, and I loved it. It's just, you could do, started out, you could only do 3 minutes of audio, then it went up to 5 minutes and then 10 minutes. And then the creator and shipbuilder, as we used to call him, Mark Rock, he extended to where you could have, you know, more than an hour or something like that. And there was a really good community. Everybody got along, and I missed that. I have a little bit of that community over where I'm live streaming now on Twitch, at Fireman Rich on Twitch. A lot of people look at that program platform as a gamer, and it's like, you know, you'd be surprised how many people are over there just chatting away and stuff. And and I enjoy being over there too, as well as being here on Spotify for Podcasters app. There's a lot of podcasters that have gone over to what's the one I was told about, Zencastr. I like Spotify for Podcaster. It's I'm on my phone. It's a portable studio that I my takeaway goes way back to when I first met Christian at Documentally, when he said, you have a studio in your hand. As far as with a cell phone, you got a built-in microphone, a recording device, a connection to the internet, and you can post it up. And that's what Audio Boo was for me. I got really excited about not only making audios, but listening to a good cross section of people that were on that platform. Now it's sort of you just go to their podcast, which I do have one, you know, but I still like doing the audio and posting it up on the multiple of social media platforms that I'm on, and the newest one being Blue Sky. So as I get, we're coming up on 20 minutes, so we're going to get our day started here on the Sunday. Probably take a walk to get to Penny Saver. That's a paper a paper version of the newspaper, a local newspaper here that comes out every weekend that the missus likes looking at. I like looking at it because it gives what's going on around in the county here of Tioga County, New York, in the southern tier of upstate New York. All right, folks, this is Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, on all those fine social media platforms, the newest one being Blue Sky, and yet another social media platform that I'm on. And it's good to be, it's fun. It's fun stuff. You all have a great Sunday and rest of your weekend. We'll be back tomorrow morning, Monday morning there for the at Twitch morning coffee broadcast that I do. But you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.